Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Oftentimes we talk about persecuted Christians. We even pray for, and through our ministry, Liberty Relief International, we support persecuted Christians, particularly in the Middle East, not exclusively, but those who are suffering, even losing their lives for Jesus. And yet, how many of us really have been in a situation where we see the travesty that has been happening to people in the Middle East? Well, we have a very special guest. Her name is Maranatha Weeks. We're going to be interviewing her on this program, Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. And Maranatha, you and I have met through Covenant Journey. Cindy Matthews was on that journey with you, and you applied to participate in Covenant Journey. You were selected for Covenant Journey, and you had this amazing experience in Israel, and that's how our paths ultimately intersected. But we want to also later talk about your experience in northern Iraq, outside of Mosul. But welcome to our program, Faith and Freedom.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, we are so glad to have you. You know, Maranatha, you, as Matt said, you're a Covenant Journey alumni. How did you have a life-changing experience while you were there in Israel that's had an impact on you today?
You know, I grew up in a Christian family, and I've learned about the Bible my whole life and read it. And I think going with Covenant Journey to Israel and actually seeing where Jesus walked and where he spoke these words that we've read for so long, it just brought the Bible to life in a whole new way. And I think for myself at the time, I was going through a lot of things back home that being in Israel brought my identity back to the person of Jesus Christ and who it's founded in. I remember being on the Sea of Galilee and thinking, the one who walks on water here, this is the person that I have founded my identity in. And so many fears are stripped away when you come to realize that, and when I came to realize that.
You know, you have a name that's so biblical, our Lord, come. And that's from the scriptures. Your mom and dad were Christians and raised you in a Christian environment and ultimately blessed you with this amazing name that is so biblical. Your mother passed away at age 17, so that's a difficult time to lose one of your parents, especially your mother. And yet you had this amazing relationship with them and with your father. And you, after encountering us and we encountering you, getting to know you, you ultimately went on a journey to Iraq, of all places. You never wanted to be a nurse, and you never wanted to be a missionary. That's not something that was on your radar. And you find yourself outside of Mosul as a nurse missionary. How did that come about?
When I was in grade 9, I remember going to a presentation, and there was a nurse giving the presentation. It was on HIV/AIDS in Africa, and I remember sitting there and being so struck that here I was in the Western Hemisphere. I never asked to be born into the family I was born into. I never asked to be born into Canada, which is full of opportunity, and yet God gave me this experience. Just on the other hand, that the people born overseas weren't asked to be born in places of Africa or the Middle East. They were never asked for that experience, but that is what they were given. And so I thought, what can I do? And I remembered how Christ, when he came, he not only told people who he was, but he also healed the sick. And he really cared about people physically. And I think it was it struck me so hard in that moment. And I thought, that's what I'm going to do. I want to be a nurse, and I want to go help people overseas. It's a perfect opportunity to show the love of Christ.
Now, before you went on the Covenant Journey trip, you said that ISIS was your number one fear. How did that change after your trip to Israel?
I remember when I was in Togo just before that, and I remember thinking how close I was to ISIS and being terrified. It was my number one fear. And when I went to Israel, we went up to the Golan Heights one day, and I remember looking across and seeing these bombs go off. Syria was having a war with ISIS at the time. And there was a piece, and I actually read it in my journal this morning about the bombs going off and about me thinking, you know, I feel peace for the first time when I think of ISIS. And that was actually in Israel. And I think the experience, maybe walking around and seeing this is where Jesus was and feeling his presence in a whole new sense, and then seeing across what ISIS was doing, I very much felt that peace at the time when I was in Israel.
And there was a time, they're not there now, but ISIS actually planted their flags on or close to the Syrian-Israel border. There were times that when we went up there to Mount Bentol, you could actually see those flags right across the Syrian border. But that experience ultimately took away your fear of going into these places where ISIS is ultimately wreaking so much carnage. And then in January of 2017, after that experience in Israel with Covenant Journey, you now are in Iraq, where ISIS is actually wreaking the havoc and the carnage against innocent people. And you're part of a nurse mission program with Samaritan's Purse, working in a hospital that's in the plains of Nineveh. And then you penned this incredible journey of your experience during that time there. Tell us about some of the experiences that you encountered in this place, because it is hard to imagine what was taking place. But you're in the midst of that, and you're still having peace with all of the chaos and the carnage.
When I first arrived to the hospital, I heard some things that were happening, some stories that were occurring within the walls. We lived within these blast walls. And when I got there, the first few days were pretty quiet. It was kind of a slow transition in where I would see women, I would see children with shrapnel or gunshots, and it was heartbreaking. It really was. But it was going at a controllable pace where I think everyone was able to handle things and to support one another. And I remember the morning where this verse kept on coming up, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And it came up twice. And that day I looked to someone and I said, "I think something's going to happen. I feel like God is giving us these verses of peace."
Wow.
And sure enough, that day, there was a suicide bomb that went off in a restaurant of 250 people. And it exploded, and we had our trauma in our ER just full of people. And it was definitely, I remember looking around and thinking, I've never been here before. It was as if it was a living hell. Seeing and hearing the screams of people that were losing family members and separated from one another was horrific. And as I was working and as I was going through this, I remember this verse just starts coming back to me and comes into my mind. And it's this verse, "My peace I leave to you, my peace I give to you." And there's this strong presence of Christ being in the middle of the chaos. He was right there with us, and his presence was so strong.
You were actually able to help a member of ISIS, weren't you? Tell us about that.
So I was. There was a ward that was designated specifically for ISIS members, or those who were considered, because sometimes we didn't always know who they were. So at one point, it was shortly after this time with the girls, I remember going into the ISIS ward and helping a patient get up and leave the hospital. And he had had an injured leg. And as I went to help him, I remember thinking, this is what he's done. Like, I looked around and I'd just been helping these girls who had passed away from a drone attack that they had made. And I remember Christ speaking to me and saying, this is where you choose mercy, and this is where you choose forgiveness, because it's not always a feeling that we have. It's a feeling that it's something that we choose, and then he'll bring in the feelings. He is able to bring those feelings to us, but we choose mercy and we choose forgiveness, because for us, he chose forgiveness when he went to the cross, because he first loved us.
You know, you're treating someone who is literally injured on the verge of death by ISIS. And then in the same place, you're treating someone who is part of ISIS who caused the injury. It's an amazing experience, and it's an amazing journal. We're going to continue our conversation with Maranatha Weeks. We're going to go into more detail about what her experience was in this hospital outside of Mosul in the plains of Nineveh. I'm Matt Staver. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.